Today's daf is Bava Basra daf Kuf Samach Aleph. We will be learning daf Kuf Samach, Shabbos' daf, and daf Kuf Samach Aleph, Sunday's daf. So we begin the home stretch in the Masechta's Bava Basra, really the home stretch of the three Bavas, and that is the 10th Perek of the Masechta, Perek Get Pashut. So the last two Prokim, the last 50 dafim, discuss the sugyas of Yesh Noichlin, Mishameis, Hilchas Nachlois, the laws of Shchitmira, B'derech Agav. We digressed into a lot of really, really festive sugyas. But the last 2.5 weeks or so is going to be a completely new sugya, Perek Get Pashut. Now, although the Perek begins with the word Get, it's a little misleading. The Perek does not discuss the laws of Gerishin. It doesn't discuss what we would consider a traditional get, but rather it's going to discuss laws of ordinary shtaris. And Tosfos already makes the dig. The first Tosfos in the Perek points out that even though the word get is traditionally used to describe a divorce document, a get isha, but you find in different places in Shas where Chazal used the word get, not only to describe a get isha, but to describe an ordinary get as well. And Tosfos, this is one of the places, this is one of the makoros that Tosfos has in Shas, that you find the word get referring not to a get isha per se, but to an ordinary document. The reason this is interesting is because Tosfos, right at the beginning of Masechtas Gittin, says that the reason there's a mesora that a get isha, a divorce document, is supposed to be 12 lines, is because the word get is begematria 12. Gimel is 3, tes is 9, 3 plus 9 is 12. And being that a get isha is get is begematria yud beis. It's for that reason there's a mesora that a get should be written with yud beis shurois. If get meant exclusively divorce, it would make sense why a get isha should be that way. But if get doesn't mean exclusively divorce, but rather get can mean even a general document, then maybe all documents should have yud beis shurois. But the point is, it's not uniquely related to gerishin. So it's interesting that for whatever reason, the chachamim felt that the gematria of the word get should be a reason that you should write a get isha with yud beis shurois. In the introduction to Masechtas Gittin, we mentioned from the Vilna Gaon that the Gaon said that the reason the word get is described or is used for a get isha is because if you look in the Torah, the letter gimel and the letter tes never come together. You never find a gimel and a tes together anywhere in Tanakh. We'll take the Gaon's word for it. Never ever in Tanakh will gimel and tes come together, which means that gimel and tes represent pirud. These are two oisiyos that you never find come together. What happens when a man divorces his wife? They're splitting. Pirud. So we use the gimel and the tes, which are two letters that represent separation, to describe the get isha, which is about separation. We mentioned at the time that somebody asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky that he went through it and he found there are actually other letters that also don't come together. He said gimel and kuf, zetz, zayin, and endetzadi. These are other letters that don't come together. So mechetesi get. Maybe it should have been those. So he said that it could be that there's a remez of Yud Beis Shuris as well. Maybe the Gaon is masking to that. But the Gaon just felt that if we're trying to come up with Yud Beis, we're trying to come up with the number 12, why is it get? Maybe it should have been two vavs. Come up with two other letters that are going to equal 12. The teretz is 12. We're trying to accomplish 12. Yud Beis Shuris, there's something unique about the number 12. And get is begamatria 12. The reason we picked the gimel and the tes is because it's a separate chesh. When gimel and tes represent pirud, these are two letters that never come together. But again, the same ha'ara, that if get was something that was unique and it was exclusive to divorce, so this is really nice Torah. But we see here that really get is a very generic term. We're going to learn Perek Get Pashut right now. That's going to talk about shtari chayiv, shtari milva, regular, ordinary shtaris. We also find the same exact word get used, even though there's no piru taking place and there's no remez of yud beis shuris. Just one other interesting ha'ara. We mentioned the idea of a get isha being yud beis shuris. So we're starting a Perek with a real digression. So Tosfos brings from Reb Sadia Gaon, it's the first Tosfos Masechtas Gittin, he brings another pshat. He says that the reason Yud Beis Shurois is because you find that a get isha is referred to in the Torah as a sefer krisos. And we know that sefer is sefer Torah. In between each one of the svarim, Bereishis and Shmois, Shmois and Vayikra, Vayikra B'Litmar, you have to have Kiminyan Dalet Shurois. So he said, Rav Sadia Gaon, that between Bereishis and Shmois is 4. Between Shmois and Vayikra, there's another 4. Between Vayikra and Bamidbar, there's another 4. Bamidbar and Dvarim doesn't count because Dvarim is Mishnah Torah. 4 plus 4 plus 4 equals 12. Get is safer, so therefore Yud Beis Shurois, because of this idea of Sefer Krisos. The emes is, what we learned Gittin Daf Beis the first time. It was before we learned Masechtas Gittin, but we've since learned Masechtas Gittin. And the truth is that this Tosfos could be very, very interesting as relates to a couple of real geshmakas achir. Number one, there's a Ritvaz. The Ritvaz, the Rebbe of the Arizal, the Rebbe of the Baal Shita Mikubetzes, Reb David Ben Zimra in a tshuva said that whenever there's a halacha of lishma, you have to speak out the fact that you're writing a lishma. So you're writing a sefer Torah lishma, you have to say verbal. You can't just think lishma. You have to speak lishma. And he says the reason is because ein haktusha chala b'machshava levad ela b'dibor shahadibor oiser roishem gadol v'chachmei hamedrash eskimuze bekama mekoymus. So says the Ritvaz. You're saying very good. There's Torah for Pri Vega. No, it's fine. But we'll get to that. But either way, but Frank, the Ritvaz, if the reason why Lishma has to happen Ayidei Dibur is because of the Kedusha, then how come there's a din that when you write a get, you also have to say it B'Dibur? So I'll read you the Lashon Ritvaz. Even when you're writing a get, Isha, Soif, Kedusha, Yesh, Beget. This Kedusha and a get, Lefisha, Nikra, Sefer. The cost of Boy, Kedas, Mesh of Yisrael. Remember, Tosfos getting daf lamed dalet amud beis. It was a recent raid bite. Tosfos brings that they asked Rabbeinu Tam if a mummer is allowed to write his name that he took upon himself when he converted to Christianity, Loyalena, when he divorces his wife. And Rabbeinu Tam said, Chalila to write a get, the shem of a mummer in a sefer and something that's kaddish and the chsaf sefer. The tshuva is very bothered. He said, the kedusha yesh bo is the kedusha and the get. Maybe, yeah. You have a tshuva Ritvaz. You have over this, Reb Sadia Goyen, that sefer Christos has something to do with sefer Torah. But either way, all this raid that you get in the introduction to the Masechtas Gittin, that Bezim at Aleph, get, it's been Matria 12, you never find the Gimel and the test come together. It would be a lot more geschmack if the word get meant Gerushin. But you see over here, this is the first word in our parish. Get has nothing to do with Gerushin. Get means a document. If it's a Get Isha, then it's not Gerushin. We're going to have a Get Pashut, we're going to have a Get Makusha, the different types of Gittin. Either way, on that note, the home stretch, the bottom of the ninth, of the three Bavis. Zok the Mishnah.
Close is coming right now. That's the Gemara.
Get Pashut. Edov Mitoicha. If somebody writes a simple document, they get Pashut. A Pashut document. So Edov Mitoicha. They would write, the Edom would sign inside on the front of the document, the way you would think that they would sign it. Mekusher, a get Mekusher, however, Edom Nachar. The Edom would sign on the back of the get. So what exactly does the back mean? That's going to be a Machloikas HaMeiram. That's going to take up a good chunk of today's daf. But before that, what's a get Pashut and what's a get Mekusher? A get Pashut is very straightforward. Again, you're writing the document. This is not a get Isha. A simple document. You have a piece of paper. And on the piece of paper, you write whatever you want to write. Edom Mitaych. The Edom would sign on the piece of paper. You write it on the bottom. That's where the Eden sign. A get mekusha was a unique type of shtar that was used once upon a time. Tosfos discusses whether it should be or could be used bizman hazeh, but once upon a time it was used. And basically, what they would do is, if you have an art scroll gemara, so there's a picture smack in the middle, you can't miss it. They would write a line, Ruvain loan money to Shimon, and they would leave then a line blank. The width of the blank line was equal to the line where they wrote whatever they wrote. Then they would fold it and they would sew it together. Sew it. They would write another line, again, leave the line beneath it, blanket, fold it, and sew it together, etc., etc., until they completed writing the Torah of the Shtar. The Torah is where you have all the important information that this document is going to have. The Tofes, which is the more generic part of the Shtar, that was not done in this way. The Gemara is going to call it the Pashut Shevet Mekusher. Because even a get Mekusher, even a get that was done in this interesting way, had in it a chelik that was Pashut. So at the end of the day, if you would look at a get Mekusher, again, it's in the picture there, looks like a fan. So you'd have one, two, three, or four, or five, depending on how long the Torah was. And when you looked at it at first glance, you wouldn't be able to see the Torah. In fact, the Gemara is going to bring a story later that Rebbe once saw a get mekusher. Apparently, he was unfamiliar with the get mekusher, and he was looking for the Zman, but the Rishonim speak out, he was probably looking for everything. He didn't know where any of the pertinent information was. He couldn't find it. The truth is, it was inside these ksharim. It was tucked away. It was inside these folds. That's where it was. So one of the unique characteristics of a get mekusher is that edava not mitoichai, but rather edava meachayrav. Zok the mishnah poshut shekatzve edava meachayrav. If somebody has a get poshut, then the edim sign on the back, or mekusher shekatzve edava mitoichai, or if you have a get mekusher where the edim sign inside the get, shneim psulim. They're going to be possible. Chanir megamliel leiru. Chanir megamliel says mekusher shekatzve edava mitoichai kosher. A get mekusher where the edim sign on the front of the paper, it's okay. Because you can always make, you can convert the get mekusher into a get pashut. So therefore, that's not going to be an issue. But the point is, at the end of the day, you have to do it the right way. You have to follow the guidelines that the Chachamim said. So get pashut edem mitoichoy, get mekusher edem echayr. Rabbi Lidl just said that a get mekusher you can always make into a get pashut. So it doesn't necessarily mean it's disqualified. It's not possible. You can smoothen it out. There's always a way to make it work. Whatever the minhag medina is, that's what you're supposed to follow. Get pashut, another halacha, eid of shnayim. How many eidim sign on a get pashut? Two. Al pi shnayim eidim yakum dover. Umekusher b'shloisha. Get mekusher, however, not two eidim, but three eidim. Pashut shekasa b'yedech. If you have a get pashut where only one eid signed, mekusher shekasa b'shnei eidim. Or if you had a get mekusher where instead of having three eidim, you had two, so two is always enough. But not for a get mekusher. Over here, the halacha is going to be shnayim psulim. They each respectively will be apostle. So we have a get pashut, we have a get mekusher, and the Mishnah said two differences between a get pashut and a get mekusher, both regarding the chsimois of the edim, the signatures. Number one, get pashut edav mitoichoy, get pash mekusher edav me'achayrav. What does edav mitoichoy mean? They sign on the bottom of the piece of paper. What does edav me'achayrav mean? That's going to be machlokes on my Rama the Gemara. The second difference between a get pashut and a get mekusher, get pashut two edim, get mekusher three eidim. Says the Gemara, minohani mili. Says the Rashbam, minohani mili. Sheyeshnei minei shtoris chalukim zemizeh. How do you know that there are two types of shtoris? How do you know that there's a get pashut and a get mekusher? And not just that, that they have differences in halacha be'edim u'bekishor. Where do we know this from? Amar Rab Chanina Damakro. It's learned out from a pasuk. A pasuk in Sefer Yirmiyo. Sodeis ba'kesef yiknu v'chosoiv ba'sefer v'chosoim v'ho'ed edim, Yirmiyo says. Yirmiyo is talking to the Yidden before they're going into Golus, and he tells them that if you buy a field, make sure you have a shtar v'chosim, make sure it's their signatures v'ho'ed edim, etc., etc. The Gemara takes this pasuk in Yirmiyo, which at first glance just seems to be part of a story, a ma'ase shahaya kachaya, a narrative, and the Gemara darshens it as if it's a pasuk in Sefer Dvarim, and the Gemara is going to learn how halachas from it. Says the Gemara as follows: So this paketzet yiknu b'kasev b'sefer zeh pashut. The first sefer, first document mentioned in this pasuk is referring to a simple document. That's a get pashut. V'chasayin. When Yirmiyo added the word v'chasayin, what was it coming to teach me? Is that mekusher? There's another type of shtar. Shtar mekusher. V'ho'ed. When it says v'ho'ed shnayim, he's saying that there's a document where you need two edim. Now, ed is a lashon yachid. Why would ha'ed teach me two edim? So the Rashbam quotes, Tzoyte da beiz amit beiz, kol mokim shenem ar ed, haray kan shnayim. When it says edim, v'ha'ed edim, shloisha, that's coming to be marber more than ed, more than two edim. How many edim? Three edim. Ha'ketzad, is it two or is it three? There it is. We mentioned two different types of getin, two different types of shtoris in this pasuk: a get pashut and a get mekusher. Shnayim le pashut and shloish le mekusher. The get pashut two, the get mekusher three. The epochano. Freit the Gemara. Maybe the get pashut should need three, and the get mekusher should need two. Says the Gemara. Mistabra mitoich she nisraba bikshorov nisraba be'edov. The get mekusher has more things that you need to do than the get pashut. The get mekusher, you have to do the ksharim, you have to knot it, you have to sew it, as opposed to the get pashut that you do not. So the one where we already find that you're doing more, it makes sense that will be matriach you to go find a third aid. So the makar to the get pashut and the get mekusher, and the fact that the get pashut needs two edim and the get mekusher needs three edim is a pasuk considered for you in Yirmiyo. Rav from Amar Rav had a different pasuk also in Yirmiyo. Mehacha the ekach hasefer amikna es hachosum hamitzvah the hachukim the es hagoli. It's referring to a transaction that Yirmiyahu HaNavi himself did together with his uncle. But again, Rafam is going to darshan this pasuk as if it's a pasuk in Sefer Dvarim. We're going to learn from this. That's referring to the get pasuk. That's the Sefer HaMikna. Es HaChosum is teaching me Halacha. Zeh Mekusher. There's something called the get Mekusher. The Es HaGaloi. What's the Galoi? The exposed part. Zeh Pashut Shebe Mekusher. As we mentioned before, that even in a get Mekusher, it's only the Toireif. It's only the part that has the important information that needed to be Mekusher, but the Toifes, the more generic part, the standard language that every document has, that could be Pashut. So the Galui is referring to the Pashut part of the Mekusher. HaMitzvah veHachukim elu dvarim shebein Pashut leMekusher. These are halachos where there is a nafgemina between a get Pashut and a Mekusher. HaGetzah, zeh edav shnayim vezeh edav shloisha, zeh edav mitoichoy vezeh edav meachoyer. The two differences that our Mishnah mentioned between a get Pashut and a get Mekusher. Freik the Gemara veEpachana. Okay, all you see from this pasuk is that get Pashut and get Mekusher have different halachas. How do you know that the get Mekusher is the one that needs three and the get Pashut is the one too? Maybe it should be in the reverse. Mitoichoy nisrava bikshorov, nisrava beedav. The same teretz. It makes sense that the one that requires more work, the one where we're telling you, or the one where you went and you made these ksharim, that should be the one that requires more reda. Rabbi Bari Cheskel Mehacha, a third pasuk. Alpi Shnayim, oi, Alpi Shloisha Edom Yakum Dover. The pasuk says that how do you establish Dover Shememamoy with two Edom or with three Edom? The Gemara asks the obvious question. If you already have two, why do you need three? Right? Is it two or is it three? And if it's two, then what's the point in the third? To teach me, shnayim lepashut, shloisha lemekusher. Sometimes two, sometimes three. Ve'epachana, again, how do you know which one needs two, which one needs three?
This one's from the Torah.
Right, correct. This one's from the Torah. This is not a pasuk Yirmiyahu. Mitoichshon, nisrava bikshorov, nisrama be'edav. Either way, the Gemara brought three mekayres, how it is you know that there's a get pashut and there's a get mekusher. And not just that, that a get pashut requires two Edim, and a get Mekusher requires three Edim. Freik the Gemara, v'hani l'hachi v'da'asi, three Mekayris that you're bringing, as if these are all three extra psukim to teach me drashas. Kol chad v'chad v'milsei v'da'asa, I need each one of these drashas. In fact, none of them are good drashas. How so? The first pasuk that the Gemara brought, where Yo Anavi tells the Yidin to go make sure that they have shtaris, and he tells them to hide the shtaris and klicheres. It's a type of kamashmon. He was giving them good advice. It's not a halacha that you can learn from that pasuk, but that's Yirmiyahu giving them good advice. But we have this pasuk earlier at the beginning of Perek Cheskes Habatim. The Gemara wanted to learn from here. Cheskes Habatim is b'shloisha, and the Gemara said no. Abaye was the one that was doichid. Abaye said it's a tevek kamashul. You can't learn any halacha from that pasuk.
Hold on to your shtar.
Exactly, that's all he was telling them. And just like you can't learn anything from the fact that he told them hide it in a klicheres, for example, you can't learn anything from them. And when the second pasuk that was brought, that's just a story. The Torah is just telling us a story. Yirmiyahu bought a field from his uncle, whatever. But it's not a pasuk that you could sit in darshan as if this is a pasuk in Parshas Ekev. And if you learn Masechtas Makis, you know there's a whole bunch of drushes that the Gemara learns from that pasuk. The Hakash Loish Lishnaim to be Makish two Edom to three Edom. The Puk to drive Kibir Rabbanan. The Machlis of Kibir Rabbanan. Right? What's the Chiddush? One halacha that the Gemara learns from here. That what if you have three Edom and one of them is found to be pasul? So you could have argued, okay, one of them got knocked out, but I have the other two. I don't need the third one. No, there's a halacha nimta echad meam karve pasul edusam betela. Even though you don't need the third aid, but once he's there, if he showed up, he's now part of the aid. So the Torah is telling me I'll be shnayim edim, or I'll be shloisha edim, to teach me a tremendous chiddush that when there's three, the three are treated like the two. And just like you can't lose one of your two, because if you lose one of the two, you're going to be left with one. So too, if you lose one of your three, even though you're left with two, you're still going to be knocked out. But the point for our sugya is that all three of the drushes that the Gemara brought doesn't work. If so, hadra kusha l'duchte, what was the kasha? One word kasha. Minani mili. How do you know that, yeah, there's a get pashut, and that there's a get mekusher, and that they have different halachas? One is edom mitoichoy, one is edom me'achayrav, one is two edom, one is three edom, says the Gemara, ela mekusher b'drabban. Really, the whole din of get mekusher is the din of Rabbanon. V'kroy asmach t'bam, all those psukim are it, the best in asmach t'ba'alma. V'taima ma'itikin Rabbanon mekusher, what's the reason that the Rabbanon were mesakein this get mekusher? Because asro t'kahana havi, there was a place where kohanim lived. V'havi kapti tuva, and they were nervous. They were really angry men. And they would sometimes divorce their wives impulsively. And the problem is, when they woke up the next morning, sobered up, they couldn't take their wives back. Because the pasuk says, you're not allowed to be machzik grushasa. Even if it's your own wife, it doesn't matter. Kohen is not allowed to marry a grusha. So to prevent this from happening, the Rabbanan way, and the Rabbanan made a takana that ad the hachi v'hachi miasvadaitu. That you want to divorce your wife, that's fine. But you're going to have to use a get mekusher. You're going to have to find a cipher and a seamstress. It's not going to be so simple in order for you to make this work. And they did it bedafka because they wanted to give him an opportunity to calm down. And not to impulsively and recklessly just give a get to his wife. And that's why the Chachamim were masakin the get mekusha. So the Gemara asked the obvious question. Ha-teinach gittin. So that would then make sense why there should be a concept, a musig, of a get mekusha when you're dealing with the laws of gerushin. But shtar is ma'ikal ha-meimar. Why do you find by an ordinary shtar this concept of a get mekusha? Says the Gemara, kadesh lo techalik ben gittin l'shtaris. Tosfos in the second pshat says that the point is that if you wouldn't find this idea by ordinary stars as well, then you know maybe it wouldn't be enforced. The point is, get isha is not as common as an ordinary star, and they wanted to make sure that it would be enforced. That when a kohen divorces his wife, he would use the get mekusha. What's a good way of doing that? Let's implement, let's incorporate the get mekusha into daily living. It's like this, people will be somewhat accustomed to it. It won't be something that people will not be aware of. When it comes to get isha, it was just a way of making sure that what needed to get done would actually be enforced. So the Gemara brought.
When did they use a pasha? When did they use mekusha? When it comes to a regular shah?
What's that?
When did they use a pasha and when did they use a mekusha?
Right. So from the Gemara, it sounds like it's basra the kahani that right. It's in that particular place, but it sounds from the Gemara more like it was implemented. That once there was a concept of a get mekusher, there's something called a get pashit, and there's something called a get mekusher. It's interesting. If you look at the top Tosfos here on Kuf Samach Amud Beis, Tosfos brings mesafkalon bizman hazeh kishakoyim megarish ishta yimtzorich lasis mekusher. Bizman hazeh, do you have to? Do you not have to? Ki mitoychat takana mashma shein legarish kiyim bemekusher. Maybe that's the only way to do it. Says Tosfos, ach v'fisha einanu bekiyim boy betuv. Being that we don't know so well how to write a get mekusher, nochin yoiser lasoisei pashut shu kal yoiser. So Tosfos says that even if maybe it's lekatchila to write a get mekusher, but the reality is it's complicated. We explained it before according to Shitas HaRashbam, but if you look at Tosfos, Tosfos already has a different shot. It's not such a simple thing to do. So Tosfos suggests that maybe it's not the right thing to do. But then Tosfos says, Vari, and this is really Negeya, not only the Halacha, but it's also Negeya, Pashim Shan and the Gemara. Vari ha yo'imer that the kin rabbanim mekusha lo yishe yechayv al asayisay. Even the original takano, it was never an obligation. It was never something that you had to do. Ela kidei shalo yafsidu nishaseyim haskinu lasiskein. It was like an option, or maybe it was the preferred way of doing it, but it was never something that you needed to do. So Tosfos says, if you never needed, if the original takana was not something that you had to do, then you definitely don't have to worry about Bezman Hazeh. I guess Tosfos was bothered that Bezman Hazeh, Kayanim, when they divorced their wife.
So when they did it.
They used to get Mekusher. Interesting.
She
okay.
His brother, his clan, and he got divorced, and he used Mekusher.
Really? Very interesting. Oh, okay, there you go. Meister Shahaya.
Stronger than a rat.
Yeah, was he a copty, this guy? Or either way, before we go weiter, just...
I'm a copty.
Before we go, he's a kite. So, yeah, so before we... awesome. Are you? Oh, cool.
Eddie
Well, Eddie's like a Yana. Either way, the Teres Chaim on this Gemara right here. Asre de Koyani Hava, the Kapti Tuva, Umegarshi Nashayo. So the Teres Chaim says that it sounds like from this Gemara, the concern was that a Koyain would get really angry, he would divorce his wife, and then later he'd have remorse. He wants out, and he would have no way out. The divorce went into effect. He can't be machzik grushasai because the kohen's not allowed to marry a grusha, even if it's his own wife that he himself divorced. And he has no way now of undoing what he did. So it's for that reason the Chachamim wanted to give him an opportunity to calm down before he divorces his wife. That was the genesis. That's the origin of the get mekusha. If you take a look at the Rashbam says that what are you worried about? That mitoich kas, that maybe this Kohen is going to write a get and give a get to his wife, Mitoich Kas, Shaket Pasha Nichtav Mehera, Ukeshenachem Mirogzom, when he's going to calm down, Eni Yechel Mahachzim, says the Teres Chaim, I see a major lumdus in this Gemara. A major lumdus. Seems like a technical daf. The kusher, you tie it this way, you sew it that way. No. There's a massive lumdus in the first daf in Perikat Pasha. What I see here is that if a person goes ahead and he gives a get, Mitoich Kas, it's a good get. And why is that a chiddush? Because so ketayt chamina, I could have argued that if I did a mitoich kas, said gefelt in das, and I said gefelt in das, maybe that should be a chsorin. Maybe it shouldn't be a good get. Kamash malon. What I see in this gemara says the Torah's chayim that when a person does something mitoich kas, even though he's clearly a little tzafidl while he's doing what he's doing, it doesn't matter. It's still going to be considered das, and the chalois will take effect. The get's going to be a get, despite the fact that it was done. And says the Teres Chaim, I span kol ha'Torah kula, and I have one problem with this. And it's a Ramah in the end of Simon Shin Lamed Gimel U'Chayshah Mishpat. It's a complicated halacha. We're not going to go there. But I'll tell you that when I saw this Teres Chaim, I had a very obvious tzushtel, a very obvious aura, and that is a Gemara, Mesechtes Nedarim, Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara over there is discussing het nedarim. A person makes a neder, and then later he wants to be mat neder. Mutalach. Shimon or Rabbi Yisai, right? He wants to be mat neder after he already made the neder. The Gemara tells a story that there was a person that came before Rav Huna, and he told Rav Huna, "I made a neder." So Rav Huna told him, "Lipcha Alach, tell me when you made this neder, Lipcha Alach, Vleiloi." He said, nah, the Sharia. Says, oh, you're good. Says the Ran in the Darim, what does Lipcha Alach mean? He asked him, when you made this neder, were you bekas or were you not bekas? And what he was saying was that if you were bekas, then I could be matan neder. Let me ask you a question. If this guy made this neder, betoich kas, then what does it have to be matan neder? Avivait, he was bekas, it means he didn't do it bedas. If he didn't do a pedas, the neder is not a neder. What do you see? The Teres Chaim's deal. That when a person creates a chalois, because it's considered that it was done bedas, and the chalois is going to be a chalois. The Teres Chaim had a raya from Hilchas Gerushin, our Gemara right here. We have a raya from Hilchas Nedarim. But what's the difference? Making a neder b'toich kas, or being megarish an isha b'toich kas, hatzad ha'shova shabahem, you see that even though the person is b'kas at the time that he's creating this chalois, still the neder is going to be a neder. But the truth is that this ha'ar is really tully in the super lumbus, not just the lumbus, but the super lumbus of Mesech Nisadarim. It really starts with a taisis rid. We started off talking a little bit about Gittin, so why not talk a little bit about Nedarim now? But there's a well-known taisis rid in the beginning of the third paragraph of Mesech Nisadarim that goes to the gut. It goes to the core of understanding het nedarim. And that is, partially you understand, how does het nedarim work? A person makes a neder. You have a neder. You go to the rabbi. Thank you. And he's not the neder. And he says that, right? He says it's fine. Mutalach. Layachal devara. You can't be mata your own neder. Avalachirim boichlen. There's an idea that he can come externally and remove your neder. So even though the neder is a good neder, he's removing it. Says the Teres Rid, that's not really the way it's working. You know what's working? When a person makes a neder, and he makes it b'toich kas, or there was a Pesach, there was some element of toys. Hayoroi sheyehe muter b'lishum ha'toras chacha. That's a quote from the Teres Rid. Hayoroi sheyehe muter b'lishum ha'toras chacha. But there's a gzeres akosah. The gzeres akosah says lo yachal devaroi hu einei mechal avlachir mechlas. There's a gzeres akosah that says that despite the fact there's basis, there's something eating at the nether that really should say that the nether is not a good nether. There's a gzeres akosah that if you make a nether, it doesn't matter. You need someone else to point that out. And it could be the lamdim say that all the chacham is doing is he's paskening that there's a real reason for the neder to be bottled, that it was really bekas, or that it was really betoys. But at the end of the day, the reason the neder is bottled is taka, because it was done betoys kas, or it's because it was done betoys. But the point is, the kasha was that the Teres Chaim said, I have a raya, favor for a raya, get poshu, bava basra, kuf salam chomet beis, that if somebody makes a chalois bekas, it's considered that it was done bedas. What's his raya? Because you see the chomu masakin to get mekusha because they're worried about the kohen that's going to divorce his wife because and he won't be able to remarry her. What do you mean? If he divorced her because then it was done shalei midas. The terrorist is midas. So we had our why not bring a raya from the whole parish of het nedarim that that's the case. Because het in Adarim, when a person wants to be matin eder based on charata, it's rans and gemaras in the beginning of the third parak of Masechtas Adarim, you have to come on to the chacham. What do you have to come on to the chacham? Typically, it was not bekas anyways. The teretz is, it's the gzeres hakasov. You're right. When the chacham says that there was a kas, you're not really coming on to the chacham. Based on the longness of das and the gedarim of how things go into effect. It's just a gzeres hakasav that you can't do it by yourself. You need a chacham, you need a taras chacham, you need the magic words mutalach, mutalach, mutalach in order for this to be able to play out. And the truth is, if you think about it for a moment, I don't want to digress too much, but it's pashut that way because there's two ways to be matan eder. One is charata. What's the other way? Pesach. What's a Pesach? You come and you tina, had I known, meaning the whole neder was done betoys. Now if the neder was done betoys, I certainly shouldn't have to come unto a chacham. And the truth is, it's the Maritz Kasha, the Marit and the Mabit, and others ask that why do I have to come unto a chacham when I have a Pesach? I have a Pesach that was done betoys. So if it was done betoys, I certainly shouldn't have to come unto a Taras chacham. So the truth is, the Maritz says that if there was an umdin of the muchach, this is all the rain we spoke out a few weeks ago, if there was an umdin of the muchach, you're right, maybe you would have to come unto a chacham. You know when you have to come unto a chacham for a Pesach, when there's no under the muchach, there could be a toys from today till tomorrow, totally in the Beis Halevi, Chela Gimel, Gimel, but Ray that we spoke at a few weeks ago. But the point is that you see from Pesach that Ataras Nadarim works a little bit differently. Either way, you can't bring a raya perhaps from here, but from our Gemara, from the halach of Get Mekusha, there the Teres Chaim did have a raya. But I'll just tell you one interesting thing as it relates to this week's parsha, and that is that the Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, the Gemara there discusses that every single day HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry, and he gets angry for one moment, one moment HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. And the Gemara says, how long is a rega? Very, very small amount of time. And the Gemara says, no one in the world, in the history of the world, ever knew when exactly that rega was, with the exception of one person, and that is Bilam of this week's Parish of Fame. Bilam says the Gemara knew how to be mechavin the Shah when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. How do you know that? The Chsiv, it's a pasuk. V'yodeya das Elyon, says the Gemara, hashta das behemta lehaviyada. Das Elyon haviyada. He couldn't make conversation with a donkey. He's supposed to know das Elyon. Elam melamit sheyodeya lechavin ois Shah sheHaKadosh Baruch Hu koyes ba. V'haynu d'amali n'avali Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is such an unbelievable chesed that he never got angry during the years or during that time that Bilam was trying to curse Klal Yisrael. Because had Hashem got angry, Bilam would have been able to manipulate that rega, the anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and use it against Klal Yisrael. So I had a chavrusa many years ago. He told me a beautiful aura. The Yodeya Das Elyon, that is describing the moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. When a person gets angry, he shaloi b'das. We just mentioned the Teres Chaim, who brought a raya from this sugya. It's a chiddush to him that when a person does something, he creates a chalois, mitoich kas, that the chalois goes into effect. But if anything, when a person gets angry, is a zman that he's shaloi b'das. V'yodeya das elyon, that's the shah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is koyes. So he said, what do you see from here? You see that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry, of course it's not kaviyochel being done shaloi b'das. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is getting angry b'yushev b'das. We once mentioned from the Rebbe Rabbunim, Reb Simcha Bunim from Shischa, they said that he had a special kapot that he used to put on every time he got angry. So before he would get angry, he would go to his closet, very kind, he'd put on his rekel, and then he would get angry. And somebody said he never saw somebody get angry in such a calm way that he literally would change his clothing before he got angry. But the point is, of course, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Hashem is bekas, it's not being done shaloi b'das. It's yodeh das elyon, but it's a little deeper than that. Because where do you see the tiefkeit of das elyon? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always b'das. That even when he's angry, he's b'das. Even at a time where it doesn't matter who you are, something is chaser from your das, even then, it's Das Elyon. So the tiefkeit of the Das Elyon is most manifest, daika, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry. So it would make sense then that the Shah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kayes, would be described as the Das Elyon, because that's when you see how the Das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is intrinsic to Hashem. It's not punkt bedas. No, Hashem is bedas. It has to be that way. And at Filu B'Shas Kasoy, it's that way, because it's intrinsic to HaKadosh Baruch Hu either way. On that note, we move along. What's that?
Nida in the case of a castle, that's what a person
Right, right. Oh, so you see that, it's true colors. Which one? Kisa, Kasa, or Kosa? All three, right. Yeah. No, this is true. Zok de Gemara weiter. So the Mishnah said, get Poshut Edom Mitoichoi, get Mekushar. Going to find Ovi? Get Poshut Edom Mitoichoi. He knows a good share when he hears one. Sat down for 3 minutes and is going nowhere fast. He leaves. Shki is not for another 20 minutes. Where did he go? Oh. Zok de Gemara. Okay, so the Mishnah said, get Poshut Edom Mitoichoi, get Mekushar. Eidav me'achoyrav. Heichan eidav chesumen. What exactly does me'achoyrav mean? It's a little ambiguous. Rafuna Omer, Rafuna said, ben kesha lekesha. Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba Omer, achoyri aksav, ukineged aksav mi ba chutz. So what does ben kesha lekesha mean? So the Gemara is going to think that what it means is in between these ksharim, right? So this is...
Inside.
So that the point is that here you write, Ruvain loaned money to Shimon, on the blank space underneath an eight sign. The amount of money that he loaned him was $1,000. On the blank space underneath it, that's where the eight would sign. So that the chesimos would be inside the folds, just like the other pertinent information were inside the folds. Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba said, it's achori aksav, it's on the back of the document. That the Gemara is going to discuss in momentarily in great detail. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rami bar Chama l'Rav Chizal l'Rafuna, Dama min kashal l'Kesher. Kuint, Rav Huna, that said it's ben kashal l'Kesher. Kosol g'dayit, min kashal l'Kesher megavoy. That means on the inside, meaning it was inside the folds. So that if you're looking at the get mekusher, just like you don't see who the borrower is, who the lender is, how much money, the place, the zman, you wouldn't see the chesimes either. Frank the Gemara, from a story, Vahum mekusha, the cause of the Kamei de Rebbe, there was a get mekusha that came before Rebbe. Vahomer Rebbe, Rebbe said, ein zman boze. He looked at it, he had never seen the get mekusha before, he starts reading it, and he says, I don't see the zman. We shouldn't point that, he probably didn't see a lot of other information either, because the whole Torah was inside the ksharim. What's the kasha? Omar le Rab Shimon b'Rebbe. The Rebbe is Rab Shimon told Rebbe, Shema ben Kshor of Muvla. Maybe it's inside these sewed folds. Palye. So he unfolded them. The chazya. And he saw it. If Isa freak the Gemara. If you're going to tell me that according to Rav Huna, where do the Edom sign? They sign inside the folds. Ein zman bozeh. The ein Edom bozeh mi'boyle. So why did Rebbe just say, I don't see this man? Why did he comment on the fact that he didn't see the Edom? A shtar with that Edom is worthless. So why did he only comment on this man? Why did he comment on the Edom? Must be, says the Gemara, that the Edom are not inside the fold, says the Gemara. Amalei misavris ben kesher lekesher migavo. Oh, you thought it was inside? No, le ben kesher mavroi. It means on the back side. But the point is, here, this is the kesher, so the turf is inside, but the chesim is on the back. So he was able to see it. He saw the chesimus. He just didn't see this man. By the way, according to the Havamina of the Gemara, that Ben Kesher Lekesher means on the inside. Why is it considered Me'achayrav? Get Poshut Edom Mitoichai. Get Mekusher Edom Me'achayrav. What does Edom Me'achayrav mean? So the Maskana, it means behind the Ksharim. But in the Havamina of the Gemara, it meant on the empty space inside the Ksharim. Why would that be Me'achayrav? So Tosfos asks the Kasha, and Tosfos says that what it means is that usually Edom sign on the bottom of a document. So there's nothing after the chesimus of the Edom. Over here, the Edom are going to be behind, on top of some of the pertinent information inside the shtar, because if they're signing in between the folds, if you unfold it, you're going to have Reuven loan money to Shimon, signature. $1,000, signature. On March 1st, a signature. So some of the signatures are me'achirav, not on the back side of the document, but behind some of the pertinent information inside the document. Either way, that's the way you make it work. Says the Gemara, Akasha, v'nechosh dil mazayif, v'kosov may deboi, v'chsimi sahadi. Get poshut, the Edom sign on the bottom. So you can't write anything in the shtar after the signatures of the Edom. But get mekusher, the Edom, according to Rav Huna, are signed all the way on top. They're on the folds. They're on the ksharim themselves. Not on the inside, on the outside, whatever. But the point is they're signed on top. If they're signed on top, you have a whole long document that's going to be beneath the signatures of the Edom. Why aren't you concerned, Freit the Gemara, that after the Edom sign, that Reuven loaned Shimon $1,000. Oh, by the way, you gave him another $10,000 after that. And he's going to go ahead. He's going to be able to play around with it. Says the Gemara, D'chsiv Be Shor V'Kayim. What they would write on the Get Mekusher on the end was, Shor V'Kayim. This is it. Nothing after that. There's nothing after that. You can't write. So just like ordinarily, you wouldn't be able to write anything after the signatures of the Eidim. Over here, you can't write anything after the Shor V'Kayim. Maybe there'll be a Shor V'Kayim, and then he'll write, oh, by the way, he loaned him another $10,000, and then he'll write another Shor V'Kayim. So the Gemara says, Chad Shor V'Kayim Kosvinon, Tre Shor V'Kayim Loi Kosvin. Right? Ordinarily, the Edom are the ones that make this happen, but the Edom are signed all the way on top. So you don't know what's going on after this, but the Gemara says, not a problem, because the Edom are not going to sign unless it says Shor V'Kayim, and you can't have two Shor V'Kayims. V'Leichesh Doma Machik Leil Shor V'Kayim V'Kosam Haidabai. Maybe you're going to erase the word Shor V'Kayim V'Hadar Kosav Shor V'Kayim. Then you're going to write a new Shor V'Kayim. Now, why isn't that always a chash? You're going to just start erasing things. After the Edom signed, you can start erasing things. So the Gemara is going to talk about that. That's going to be on Daf Kuf Samach Beis. But for now, the Gemara is dealing specifically with the Shor V'Kayim. Why aren't you worried that the lender will erase the Shor V'Kayim? He'll add money and he'll later write another Shor V'Kayim. Says the Gemara, I'll tell you why I'm not worried. Because Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, Tluya Mikuyemes Shera. If a Sofer realizes that he has to add a letter, or he has to add a word. He missed something out. So he can make a little arrow, make a little strechel. He could put or insert whatever he wants to insert. And then on the bottom, he writes, the Eidim write, they acknowledge that we added, you sign your initials, and you put something there. Just initial it, and you're going to be fine. But mochak posel. If there was a mechika, if something was erased, then the document is possible. The afal pisha mekuyim, it doesn't matter. Even if the Eidim write language and say, we know that it was erased, it doesn't matter. But v'lo yavru, elo mochak posel, elo b'mochim shor v'kayim. If the mechiko was where it says shor v'kayim, ukeshir shor v'kayim. If it was at least a big enough mechiko that you could have had shor v'kayim written there, and it's possible that that's what was erased. Either way, the point we're trying to make is what was the kasha? That if the Edom signed on top, maybe you're going to write on bottom, the Teretz is going to write Shor V'Kayim. Maybe you'll write more and have another Shor V'Kayim. You can't have two Shor V'Kayims. Maybe you'll erase the Shor V'Kayim, add language, and then write a new Shor V'Kayim. Once you erase in an area where it looks like Shor V'Kayim may have been written, and it's Kashir Shor V'Kayim. Point is, it's possible. We have to, at the very least, be suspicious that maybe what was erased was Shor V'Kayim. That, by its very definition, would disqualify the Shtar as we move along to Daf Kuf Samach Aleph. So,
obviously, you could tell if it was erased.
What's that?
You could tell if it was erased.
Absolutely. Says the Gemara, Rabir, so we again, we had a machloikis, Rafuna, and Rabir Mir Baraba. When the Mishnah says, get Mekusher, Edom Me'achayrov, what does Edom Me'achayrov mean? According to Rafuna, it means between the Ksharim, Ben Kesher LeKesher, that blank space between the Ksharim, that's where the Edom used to sign. The Gemara first thought that it meant inside the get, which would mean that if you looked at the document, just like you wouldn't be able to see the whole Torah, you wouldn't be able to see the signatures of the Edom either. The Gemara disproved that from a Maisa Shehoya Kachoya with Rebbe, because Rebbe once saw Get Mekusher. Apparently, he had never seen it before. He was taken aback by it, and he commented, I never saw Get without his mat. Now, if the Edom were also disclosed, hidden, because of the fact that it was Bein Aksharim, why didn't he comment that he didn't say Eidim either? So the Gemara said it must be that what Rav Huna meant was not inside the Aksharim, but to the outside of the Aksharim. Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba had a different shot. Achirei Aksav u'kineged Aksav mibachos. What it means is, you take the get, Mekusher, so the top is where the folds are, the front is where the Teufis is going to be, it's going to be on the back. That's where the Eidim are going to sign. Says the Gemara, Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba Domar Achirei Aksav kineged Aksav mibachos. Why aren't we worried that the Edom are going to, or the person is going to add language to the front of the shtar? Umachsim sahadi yaseiri me'avroi, and he's just going to add more Edom in the back. Va'omar, and he's going to say, I know the rabbis be'edom u'da'avdi. I was just trying to add the amount of Edom. What's the kasha? The kasha is, the Gemara thinks right now that, and if you have an art school Gemara, it's very helpful, that the way the Edom would sign, me'achore, is they would sign on the bottom of the document, last line, moving up, or somewhere towards the bottom, they would sign, their names. So if the document is written horizontally, on the other side, also horizontally, that's where the Edom would sign. The Gemara's kasha is that what prevents, let's say, the lander, the Shtar Chai, from adding another line on the front of the get that says, by the way, I loaned Shimon an extra $10,000. And in the back, all you're going to do is you're going to add another signature, which is going to make it look like the Edom really signed on that line as well. Now, you'll ask me a kasha, you could always forge Edom, right? You want to add full signatures? Knock yourself out. You could always add full signatures. But Tosfos says, here's the point. The point is that when there's a chash that maybe there's something wrong with the shtar, what do? You mekayim the chesamais. A get mekusha needs three edom. All you're going to have to be mekayim is three signatures. The three signatures that you have, the first three are good. So you'll be mekayim the first three. The fourth one's never going to trip you up because you're not going to have to be mekayim it. You added another line and you're going to be good to go. Azay freik the Gemara kasha. V'leichosh dum akosa migavoy madiboy umachtim sahadi yeseri me'avroy v'omra nolo rabbis be'edom hudavim. It's a little tricky because it's technical. You have to follow the technicalities. On my way. So the Gemara says he told him back, Mi sarvis Edom pisidron chsimi. You think that Edom signed in the same way that the document was written? So for example, if the document was written horizontally, then the Edom are going to sign horizontally as well? No. Edom mi mata lemailo chsimi. They would write sign in the reverse. If you look, you have the picture. So if the lines are horizontal along the width of the document, they're going to sign vertically. Being that they're going to sign vertically, there's going to be no way to add language to where the bottom is, so you're going to be done. But the Gemara says, this is still a chash. What if one of the parties doesn't like something that he has on the lowest line, the bottom line of this document? The guy is like the shita achrayna, he's going to cut it. The guy is like the Reuven Bahadei. Now it's true, if you're going to cut it, you're going to end up cutting part of the signatures of the Eden. But who cares? Because let's say the Eden's name was Reuven ben Yaakov. So even if you cut Reuven, you'll still have ben Yaakov. Umeskasha be ben Yaakov Eid. And ben Yaakov Eid is good. Ditanan ben ish ploini Eid kasha. So there's a chash. You see, ordinarily, if the bottom line is the Edom, you can't cut anything. What are you going to cut? You're cutting off the name of the Edom, you're messing yourself up. But over here, the Edom are on the back, and they're doing it vertically. So if you take out the whole bottom line of the get, you're going to still be left with something. You're going to have a shtar, you're even going to have Edom. Because even if you knocked out the beginning of the chasima, Reuven, but you still have Ben Yaakov Eid, and it's a Mishnah, Gittin, Pezai, Namad Bez, Ben Ish Ploini Eid Kosher. Dichsiv, says the Gemara. Dichsiv, Reuven ben Bechadara, V'yakav Edi Levei. What they would do is, they would make him write on the lower line by a get mekusher, not just Reuven. Reuven ben had a beat on the bottom line. So that if the person would cut out the bottom line, he's not just cutting out Reuven, he's cutting out Reuven ben, and all he's left with is Yaakov Eid. If all he's left with Yaakov Eid, it's for sure not going to be good. But the Gemara says, why is that? You'll cut out Reuven ben, and you're going to have Yaakov Eid. It's plenty eight kosher. You don't have to write ben. It's not like you're going up for an aliyah where you have to say this, your father's name. Oh, Zok, the Gemara, like, say it eight. First, the Gemara says, maybe it didn't say eight. But the Gemara says, meaning, apparently, Yaakov would work if it said Yaakov Eid. Just Yaakov doesn't work. So Reuven ben Yaakov works even if it doesn't say eight. Yaakov only works if it says Yaakov eight. So the Teretz is, it didn't say eight. So if you're going to knock out Reuven ben, all you're going to have is Yaakov, it won't be good. Reuven ben Yaakov without eight is fine. But if you're going to take out Reuven ben and you're going to have Yaakov without eight, then it's not going to be fine. But the Iba Yisema, what Morty said, La'olam de Kasav eight, the Yodinam ba. The Hoch Asimus Yidol, Abdi Yaakov, everyone knows, this is not Yaakov's signature. If it's not Yaakov's signature, then what's the kasha? The kasha is that you're going to be machsher this document with Yaakov 8? Yaakov, if there's a Yaakov out there, is not his signature. It's Reuven's signature. So if Reuven signs Yaakov's name, it's not going to be good. But the Gemara of the Davocha, so maybe this person had a minute that he used to sign his father's name. Says the Gemara, Leishavik Inish Meididei, V'chasim B'Shmei Davod. Rashbam says that maybe it's a Dovish Al Kovid. Maybe just like they name people after a father. You sign your father's name as a Dovish Al Kovid. But the Gemara says, no, people don't do that. Nobody's going to sign his father's name rather than signing his. Freik the Gemara, V'dumas Yimara Ba'amu Hudashavi. To the extent that we recognize this as being Reuven's signature, even though it says Reuven's father's name and not Reuven's name, why are you assuming that will never be machsher this get. Maybe we'll be machsher this get. We'll be machsher this shtar. I, Reuven, saw Yaakov. Maybe Yaakov was a simon. Because as the Gemara is going to say now, we find that there were different people that wouldn't sign their names, but rather what they would do is they would sign a simon. They would have some symbol that they would use as their signature. Says the Gemara, the Rav, Tzair Kavar. Rav would make a picture of a fish. Rav Chanina, Tzair Charusa, a palm tree. Rav Chizda, a samach. Rav Hoshia, an ayin. Rav Barafuna, makusa, the mast of a ship. But the bottom line is, people sometimes had simonim. So maybe we'll still be machsherit. And for the Gemara, lechatzet inish, leshavi, leshmei, davu, simon. It's a chutzpah for a person to use his father's name as a simon, and therefore we don't suspect, we don't assume that that's what someone's going to do again. What was the kasha? The kasha was, according to Rav Yirmiya bar Abba, the get mekusher, the Mishnah says, edav me'achayrav. The edav would sign in the back. What does it mean that the Eidah would sign in the back? So the Gemara said, it means that if the document was written the way it's usually written, just picture a regular piece of paper where the lines go across horizontally, the Eidah would go to the bottom of the piece of paper and they would sign vertically. So from the bottom, working their way up. Reuven ben Yaakov, Eid. Chamyanko ben whatever, Eid. That's the way they would sign on the document. The Gemara's kasha was that what would be if the lender who has the shtar chayiv sees that there's something on the bottom line that can incriminate. It can get him into trouble one day. Doesn't like it. There was a reyes of what the Gemara calls. He doesn't want it there. L'chura, what prevents him from just taking out the bottom line? What's the kasha? If you take out the bottom line, you're messing up your edim. You need to have edim. What am I messing up already? I'm taking out, let's say, the Reuven of Reuven ben Yaakov. Ben Yaakov is good. It's a Mishnah Masechtas Gittin. So the Gemara says that maybe what they used to make them do to prevent this from happening is make them write Reuven Ben on that one line. So if you're going to take out even one line of this document, you're taking out Reuven Ben, and all you're going to have is Yaakov. But the Gemara says that also works. Yaakov is good. So the Gemara says maybe they told him not to write the word Eid. Or, and even though Yaakov Eid is good, Yaakov without Eid is not good. So Reuven ben Yaakov without Eid is fine. But Yaakov without Eid is not fine. So what are you worried about? That it's going to say Reuven ben Yaakov, you're going to take out Reuven ben, you're going to be left with Yaakov without Eid, that's going to be possible. Alternatively, says the Gemara, I don't even understand the kasha. What are you worried about? You're worried that there's going to be someone named Reuven ben Yaakov, who will have signed Yaakov, and we're going to be machsher this get. How are you going to be machsher the get? Everyone knows that this is Reuven's signature, and it says Yaakov. So how can you be machshir Reuven's signature? It says Yaakov. Maybe it's not an issue, because it's not just some random person. Not like Reuven signed Zvulun. Reuven signed Yaakov. Yaakov happens to be Reuven's father. He could always taina that this was, or Bezdin may think that L'chvoyde Shalavav used to sign his father's name. Mar says, nobody does that. Mar says, maybe as a simon he did it. Meaning, people don't sign their father's name. Like Shavik Inish. A person's not going to sign his father's name instead of his name, I hear. But if a person's anyways making a simon, maybe instead of a fish, maybe instead of a palm tree, instead of a sailboat, he's going to use his father's name. The Gemara says, that's a chutzpah. That you wouldn't do either. So the bottom line is, we got out of it. We make him write Reuven Ben on the bottom line, perpendicular to the bottom line. So if you take out the bottom line, you're going to have Yaakov Eid, or maybe Yaakov without Eid. Either way, there is no chashash. But the Gemara says one other teretz. Marzutra, malabalach, kulei hai. What do you have to go through a whole very short block Gemara in order to try to make sense of this? More simple. Kol mekusher shein Eidot kolim b'shita achas pasal. I think that the way Rabbi Yirmiya bar Abba had it, that the get mekusha edem achayrav was, everything was on that one bottom line. So it was either a wide line or they wrote very, very small. But the point is, it was all equivalent to that line. So there's no way to take it out. Because if you take it out, you're not going to have Ben Yaakov Eid, you're not going to have Yaakov Eid, you're going to end up with nothing. If you're going to end up with nothing, memela, there's no kasha. Either way, before we end, so we had here something that's come up many times. Rav Tzair Kafra. Rav, when he would sign his name, he would draw a picture of a fish. And that was his signature. If you take a look at the Rashbam says, why a fish? Why not a piece of meat? Why a fish? So the Rashbam says, V'shema al-shem maseyan. It could be he used to sign his name based on his own actions. Zen nohag lechol dogim. Rav used to like fish. It was his favorite food. So being that Rav liked fish, that's why he would sign his name like a fish. V'zeh, and it could be Reb Chanina that used to have a palm tree, because what grows on palm trees? Dates. V'zeh nag b'tmarim, v'simani ba'am ha'yoyse. Don't think too deeply into this, as the Rashbam. It's not such a big deal. It could be as simple as the fact that Rav liked herring, and that's why he used to make a picture of a fish. But Lav Dafkin has anything to do with more than that. It's interesting. There's a Gemara Masech the Shabbos, Taf Kuf Yud Ches on the base. The pasuk says, "V'karasa l'Shabbos oinek b'mama angoi." How you supposed to be ma'anigas haShabbos? Rav Yehuda b'Reid, Rav Shmuel bar Shelas, Mishmei de Rav Am. Rav Shmuel bar Shelas. He said in the name of Rav, "B'tavshul shel tardin v'dogim gedoylem." Big fish. So Rav liked fish. Rav held that the way to be ma'anig Shabbos is fish. Bottom line, says Rashbam, it could be. It's not more complicated than that. But I'm going to tell you something interesting. That is that this Gemara is also a Gemara, Mesechtes Gittin, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. It's a Gemara many places in Shas. Rav Tzair Kaver, Rav would sign his name with a fish. There's a sefer called Bali Toysis to the Chachme England, Chachme Inglayo. Rav Tzair Kaver, the Chsiv, the Yidgu L'Roiv, Kemoy Rav. The Yidgu L'Roiv, Bekerav Aretz. Yidgu is referring to the Dogim Shebiyam. Yidgu l'roiv, yidgu l'rav, that's a remez, it's from the Bali Tosfos, that's a remez that Rav used to sign fish, Rav Tzair Kavra. So I was thinking something very interesting, and that is the Gemara says in Masechtes Bava Metzia, Daf Kuf Zayin Amid Beis, there's machlokes Rav and Shmuel, why people die. Rav said that V'hoser Hashem Mimcha Kol Choyli Zu Ay. Very good. Rav L'Tameh, says the Gemara, the Rav Solik L'Bei Kivri. Rav once went to a Beis HaKfaris. Ovad Maida Ovad. He did what he did. Omar, and he said Tisha V'Tishim Ba'ayin Ro V'Echa B'Derech Eretz. 99 out of 100 people in this Beis HaChayim died. Why? Because of Ayin Hara. So Rav held that people died because of Ayin Hara. Rav was worried about Ayin Hara. Clearly, he held that that was the primary cause of death on this world. It was based on Ayin Hara. I'll tell you something interesting. Ein beis medrash b'lo chiddush. And that is, we know that Rav had Arichus Yom. Rav had Arichus Yom. As a matter of fact, the Vilna Gaon says that when we bench Birchas HaChodesh, so there's two nuschois. Yirotzim ulfanecha, chayim shal sholim, chayim aruchim, chayim shal brochim, chayim shal teva, chayim shal oishu v'kovet, oishu again. Oh, you're a shemayim again, I thought it was an oishu again. So Rav over there, and then we conclude, b'schus tfilas Rav, and some people say b'schus tfilas Rav. So b'shem hagro, it's brought down that the right nusach is b'schus tfilas Rav. Why? Because the Gemara says in the beginning of the second paragraph of Masechtes Brachos that who was the author of that tefillah? Rav. This was Rav tefillah. And Rav davened for Chayim Aruchim. And Rav was Zeichet Arichas Yomim. So if Rav was Zeichet Arichas Yomim, and you see his tefillah was answered, is Bischus tefillas Rav? Rav, this is his tefillah, and it worked for him. We should have in mind that it should work for us in the same way. So I'm going to tell you something interesting. The Seyda Adoyers under Rav, and if you look for, if you look for it inside, you're going to have to find it. You're going to have to find it under Abba Aricha. That, of course, was Rav's name. So, under Abba Aricha in the Seyda Doiris, and I quote, Rav Herich Yomim, Ad Shero Nechtoi Shimi Ben Benoichi. Okay. V'kosef, B'Knesses Yisrael, Rav Hu Rab Abba, Hanisker Bezoya, V'chai Arba Meyashonah. He lived 400 years. V'yirab Yishol Rab Chia B'chachma, etc., etc. And then he says that there's a Mesoira that whenever the Gemara says Shasik Rav, and we know it says Shasik Rav many places in Shas, we always relate it to the fact that the Rav says, Amr al-Rav, Hamad Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Shalai Sokh Sikh B'Day L'Kol Yom, the Rav never spoke of Sikh B'Day. But the Gemara very often finds Shasik Rav. Rav was a Shaskin. This is one of the things that we've spoken about many, 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 many times. So Rav was a big shop. Whoever says Shasik Rav, it's brought down in Sfar Makhtoshim. It means that Rav had a teretz, but the teretz that Rav had was Al-Pi Soyid. It was Al-Pi Kabbalah, and he didn't want to answer because he felt that it wasn't appropriate. The people that he was talking to weren't on the Madrega, that they'd be able to answer. Says the Knesset Yisrael, you know where he knew these Soydis from? Because he was a Talmud of Rav Shimon bar Yochai. He was Herich Yomim. He was a Talmud of Rashbi. There's a Talmud Rab Abba, who's mentioned as a Talmud Rashbi. It's Abba Aricha. It's Rav. He knew Soydis Niflotin, but Al-Kopanim, that's this guy, that Rav had Arichas Yomim. But how long did he live? 400 years. Why 400? That's Ben's Rebbe. Why 400? Because that's the gematria of Ayin Ra. Ayin Ra's the gematria of 400. There's so much symbolism of 400. Rav, the Gemara says above him, Tzia Kuv Zayin Amid Beis held the Hosra Hashem Chayli Zu Ayin Har. 99 out of 100 people died because of Ayin Har. Rav himself was worried about an Ayin Har. Rav himself was worried about an ayin hara. That's why he signed his name as a fish. You know why? So to any bamis, it's the Bali Tosfos. Chachmei and Glayos. It's not the Chachmei Tzarfas, but it's the Chachmei Iglin. But the point is, what's the tiefkeit? The tiefkeit is that Rav signed his name like a fish because he was worried about ayin hara. And what was Rav zoicha to? 400. He lived 400 years, which is the mispar that you always find was used to go kineged. This is the gift that keeps on giving. That was used to go kineged ayin hara. But I'll just tell you that hafeichba the chulava, I found that Rabbi Yaakov ended. On this Gemara, Masechtas Gittin, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, Rav Tzayir Kavro, one line, Nimtza Betzidai, Dog, She'ein Ayin Hara Shoylech Vayis Baruch, Shakiv Antonu, we were Mechavin, that Rabbi Yaakov Emden says it, Mefurish, why a fish? Ayin Hara, because it's a Tzustal to the Chachmei and Glayo, and this fiend that you find with Rav, and Rav related to Ayin Hara.